Go long! Go long!
Sometimes longer isn't better. So if you're looking for a fantasy NFL game that doesn't last all season, try Paddy Power Fantasy. Every game week is a season in itself. Try it for free on our super short, super free contest on this Sunday's 6pm games. The top 1,500 customers in the contest win a prize with £200 for first place. Search Paddy Power Fantasy to pick your team.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show, presented by Paddy Power Fantasy. Good to have you with us. It is our Week 17 Daily Fantasy Special. I feel quite melancholic about that, OG. The end of the regular season is in sight.
Yes, but let's be positive. You know, I'll be the first one to say it. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you as well,
bud. It's been a great week. Great week for me. I had an excellent present. I believe it was another win in fantasy, which was great.
Go right there, straight there.
And I've spent a long time sitting under that tree figuring out exactly what I need to do for you and to you.
Hours under the tree.
It was going to be Christmas nails, which I've got here. The listeners will be able to head to socials and have a look at that.
Yeah, that is red and what colour is that other colour?
really wanted it to be green, but my girlfriend's mum only had turquoise.
Yes, it is. But turquoise is your colour, OG. I can tell now.
Well, thank you.
It's a beautiful thing.
I thought couldn't be bothered bringing the old nail polish for that one.
No.
So instead, I'm going to give you this for the episode. It is my Gardener Minshew ring.
Oh, mate.
There you go.
That is incredible. Again, for the benefit of our pod listeners, head on over to our social channels at the NC Show, at ESPN UK's channel as well. You'll be able to have a look at this. It's a beautiful thing. It is a silver ring with big fat shades and the tash as well. That is a thing of beauty.
I suppose it's Gardener Minshew with... Oh, you put it over your wedding ring.
Yeah. There we go.
Yes, that's how sort of important it is.
There it is. There we go. But on the other hand, that's beautiful.
There we go.
I will wear that with pride and with honour. Thank you, OG.
Good man.
Father Christmas bring everything you wanted, by the way?
Yes. Some stuff from Australia, which is good. Some bucket hats. Yeah. Some new cricket gear.
Yes.
Just all the essential stuff that a good little Australian boy needs. Some Vegemite and some Milo as well.
Perfect. Yeah, You're all set. Presumably he was just running through as many late 70s filled flea markets as he possibly could on the route to the Gill house. Right. Let's get down to business then. Week 17. Tricky week, isn't it? Week 17.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons, really. There are quite a few games that we're not sure how many of the starters Well, they'll probably play, but for how long, I think, is the key, because if they don't have a huge amount riding on it, they want to be resting them.
Well, exactly right. It's funny, because this is probably the only week out of the whole season that I've actually not struggled when it comes to things like the avoid, because, you know, there are some clear games, when you look at it, you go, you know, certain players aren't going to play the whole thing, or you're going big on certain players that you know have nothing left to play for, but maybe personal statistics. So we'll get to that shortly, but starting with my stack, I'm going for Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
Nice.
So starting with Rodgers, he's currently worth £8,300. Adams, 8.4. So we saw on the weekend, Rodgers, he did complete 26 of 40 passes for 216 yards, no touchdowns. Actually, slightly underwhelming against the Vikings he was. You know, based off his usual statistics from a fantasy point of view, he was slightly underwhelming. But the most important thing from that game is we saw them clinch NFC North title, but they can still get the number one seed in the NFC. So with that in mind, I just feel like it's all to play for against Detroit, struggling there. Adams, we saw him on the weekend, 13 of 16 targets for 116 yards. He did lose a fumble, so again, slightly uncharacteristic from the two of them, but I just feel like they're confident. They're going into this game with sort of nothing to lose other than stuff to gain. So between, you know, all of those things, given the fact 8.3 and 8.4 as well, I think that's actually pretty cheap.
Decent value, yeah, I agree. It is good value, and you're right. I think they're going to put their foot firmly on the gas.
Yeah.
With that possibility, albeit a long shot of a number one seed in place. So love that shout. They were on my shortlist, OG, as you well know. But I'm going for a bit more value here. And again, we talk about this a lot and it isn't to be overlooked, I think, this time around as well. If you think, I can get a decent return from these two in my stack, I can then spend big elsewhere. And I think there are a number of, performers later on that we might come into going big that you could be really splashing the cash on. And on that basis, I'm going under 8K for both my quarterback and receiver stack.
Nice.
Ryan Tannehill and AJ Brown. Tannehill's 7-9. AJ Brown is 7-2. Tennessee in that situation as well. They have to win. They're currently in possession of the sixth wild card spot, the sixth seed, the wild card spot, and it's in their hands, their destiny. So they win, they beat Houston, then they fill their boots. Now, there were a lot of points on show last time these two played. Slightly deceptive when there were quite a few turnovers involved there and defensive touchdowns. But I think these two are connecting so well. We all know what Tannehill has done for this Tennessee offense this season. AJ Brown seems to be one of his go-to guys. Houston isn't a great defense at the moment. 30th ranked pass defense. Tannehill's had six straight games with two or more touchdowns, averaging almost 20 fantasy points a game. I just like the match. I like the matchup. I like the two of them, and I like the value as well. So Tannehill and AJ is my stack. Now going big. Like I said, so many ways we can go here this week. Which way are you going?
I'm only looking one way. And by the very definition of going big, I'm going for Christian McCaffrey.
Nice.
11,000 pounds. As we know, Carolina, they've got nothing left to play for. But on Thursday, we saw that the coaching staff admitted that they will have no plans whatsoever to pull Christian McCaffrey out early. Because as we see, McCaffrey still has the chance to finish with over 1,000 yards in both rushing and receiving.
Right.
He's only 67 yards short. So with all of that in mind, I can just imagine they are just going to be constantly handing him the rock one play after another. So I think it's going to be the Christian McCaffrey show.
He's going to have about 65 carries.
Exactly.
No doubt about it. And that's a great shout. So I'm just going to give a slightly longer list here just to substantiate the argument I gave about spending less on your stack and value and going big and spreading the cash around elsewhere. Mahomes 8-6. I love that matchup. I think Kansas City are going to run all over the Chargers. And I think Mahomes is, they're really getting into the zone at the moment. Defensively, a lot of people talking about how strong the Chiefs are looking compared to recent seasons since Spagnuolo's taken over. They're really getting that defensive unit moving. And I think offensively, they are going to want the reps and the motivation and the momentum as they roll into the playoffs. I think Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs offense goes big on the Chargers. I love Zeke Elliott against Washington. Dallas have to win. Hope that Philly lose to get into the playoffs, of course. And I think given Prescott's injury, they're going to look at Elliott and give him the rock a lot as well. 8-7, you can get Zeke Elliott for. But my official pick is Michael Thomas, 9-2. Back to that New Orleans-Carolina game. Almost 20 fantasy points a game. Record-breaking Michael Thomas. What a week he had last time around. And I think he's going to go big one more time in the regular season. He's 9,200 on the board, Michael Thomas. Other end of the spectrum, OG, and bargain picks. Where are you seeing value this week?
Just sneaking in at 6K, Austin Hooper. If I can go a tight end in my value pick, I will. I think they're great for points if you can snag one. And Hooper in particular on the weekend, we saw him get 7 of 9 targets for 82 receiving yards. So he's not going to change the game, but for 6K, I'm really liking that. So he broke a little bit of a brief slump on that that game on Sunday, but we saw that it was his highest number of targets since week 5. Now looking at the game on the weekend, taking on the Buccaneers. Now, their defense ranks in the bottom 10 in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns allowed to opposing tight ends. Do I need to say anything more on that one?
I don't think you do, mate.
6K, all yours, Austin Hooper, all yours.
So for my bargain pick, OG, I probably should see a consult the Gardner Minshew ring.
Yes.
I'm kind of aware that we haven't had any Jags picks. What's he
saying?
Okay.
Can you say it? Or
No fantasy advice, but right. Does recognize Shigoro Tash.
Okay, sure. It took a long time to say that.
He did when he was really trying to emphasize the point.
I think we all knew that you should do that, but
he's
fine.
He's big on Tash, that's why he really wanted to emphasize that point. I'm going Noah Fant, Denver Broncos tight end, up against Oakland. I quite fancy Oakland in this game because, of course, they have a real long shot chance of making the playoffs as well. So I think they're going to put their foot down. But they don't have a great pass defense. They rank 25th in the NFL there. Fant seems to be very much a go-to guy. And it's a bit of a boom or bust kind of play because he's a red zone looker as well. But if he crops up with a touchdown, it wouldn't surprise me. 5-6, I think that is decent value there. Deontay Johnson's the other look I had. Mm-hmm. He's 6K. He's averaging almost 16 fantasy points over the last three games. So in real form there, Deontay Johnson for 6K if you want an alternative. What about avoid, OG, players that you are not going anywhere near? You said it was going to be easy for you to find some this week.
Yeah, I felt it was. The only hard bit was exactly choosing who. So there was a nice little shortlist for me, but it's going to be a little bit controversial because he made your go big shortlist. And
wow.
I'm actually avoiding Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
8.6 thousand pounds. I think that's well worth, you know, what he is worth in fantasy terms. But from all reports and looking at it, given what they have to look forward to in postseason, I think he'll get pulled early. I think what will probably happen is you'll have a mammoth of a first half.
Yes.
And you'll be thinking, hello, another couple of quarters of this, and then we're absolutely laughing.
Yeah.
But I don't think you'll last all four. So just with that in mind, I think it's a risk. So for mine, I think money can be spilt elsewhere where you think that they're going to last the majority of the game. I just don't think he will.
He is in that category. I hear you totally and I get it. And it's a lot of people talking about it this week. Bill O'Brien, for example, the Texans and in relation to this and Deshaun Watson, whether you look at him or not, saying, no, we're going full tilt. And a lot of people, I mean, first of all, there's a strong argument to say that no one ever plays NFL under 100%. It's a dangerous game if you do that, sure. Right? So I don't think it's a question of players won't be giving their all. It's whether, as you rightly say, they get yanked by their respective head coaches 2/3 into the game because at that stage, whatever situation they're in, there's not a huge amount to play for, and you've got to keep an eye on the playoffs. Having said that, I do think with Mahomes, I reckon he could probably still outperform most other quarterbacks.
Well, that's true.
On, based on two quarters. Yeah. But so on that, on, with that logic, I think Deshaun Watson is a risk. I think, DeAndre Hopkins, you know, is a risk. Quite a few of those Texans potentially, they might start to look at pulling as well. I am looking here at Amari Cooper because there's something for my avoid pick. There's something not right with Dallas at the moment. As we well know, the Jekyll and Hyde offense with Dak Prescott injured as well. Yep. And he had a gutsy performance against Philly, but he didn't look right at all. And a lot has been talked about Amari Cooper's fleeting appearances and what has happened to Cooper. He's basically disappeared. Now, maybe the truth will come out at the end of the season. I don't know if there's an injury situation there. I don't know if he's fallen out with the Cowboys coaching staff. That's all speculation. I haven't any intel on that specifically, but it doesn't sit right. It doesn't look right. When you think about what a prolific part of the offense he has been, and in key situations in that game, he was getting spelled with Tavon Austin. And just, and with respect to Tavon Austin, that doesn't make any sense at all. So something is not right there. Now, Cooper is one of those players, and I'm a huge fan of his and have been on record. I love the trade originally back in the day when everyone was slagging that off. Cooper's one of those players that could come big and they need this win. But I think it's a dangerous, dangerous player, Amari Cooper, this week for all of those reasons, for Prescott's arm, for the fact that he's been just sitting on the sidelines when he should be suiting up. And he's only had one receiving touchdown in his last six games. It's not the Amari Cooper we saw for last season, the first half of this season.
This is the most research you've ever done. I think it's all in the Gardner Minshew ring.
He's whispering it all in my ear, mate. All in my ear. There you go.
I like it.
Can I keep him?
Bickle. Bickle. Very Bickle.
Defense, OG. Where are you going?
Really simple. It's going to take all of 5 seconds. New England Patriots up against Miami.
We're back. It's like the circle is complete.
We're coming full circle. I told you at the start of the season, I'd be anyone that's playing Miami. They had a little bit of a renaissance. I'm really impressed with how the Dolphins have been running. But against New England, I think they will want us to end on a really, really high note.
Yeah.
I think their defense has been fantastic.
Yeah.
It's all Patriots.
Like the Packers at the Lions, 4,800 for them, 7.2 fantasy points a game. They are scoring, but we saw what they did last time out to lock down the Vikings in the North, and I think they'll have a similar turnout against the Lions, which is not a great offense, let's face it, and that is being kind, seeing as it's the season of goodwill. Green Bay, incidentally, OG, fourth in the NFL in interceptions, 16 so far this season. Yeah. So it's a playmaking offense as well. They're giving up an average of less than 20 points a season. That's a top 10 NFL defense, and a particularly against this Lions team with absolutely nada to play for. Mm. Love the matchup, £4,800. There we go.
That's it.
Jam-packed show. I feel like we threw a lot in there this week.
Yeah, no, I didn't listen to anything that you said. No, so that's sort of says it all, really.
Out of order. Hey, I tell you what, though, we're going to go head-to-head one more time. We've got to work out how our head-to-head's going to work in the playoffs, because we're still going to be rolling into the playoffs.
Do you want to do it? Just back yourself.
I'm game. I think it's worth pointing out the last week was close.
It wasn't. Yeah, I think it controversially was. Do you want to be honest? Be honest.
I'm just saying it was close. Okay, I'm just saying it was. Gardner is nodding. I think he's nodding.
I'm going to write a bit of a dissertation at the end of the season, and I'm going to write down all the most controversial moments behind the scenes to do with this guy.
I like the when Ollie Gill, my story comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Me
sitting on a bench on my own with an NFL ball and a book.
Spill the beans there. Well, we are rolling into the playoffs, of course, as is the Daily Fantasy game. So do not think this is the end by any stretch. It is goodbye, not farewell, I think, as the saying goes. We're going head-to-head. You can get involved with that as well. Just click on the link and get involved with the Daily Fantasy Show Listener League. It's free to enter. Lots of cash prizes to be won. Loads of you have been doing it all season long. So why not roll the dice one more time in the regular season, and we'll get down to the serious business of the playoffs. OG, may the best man win. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.